just south of downtown Des Moines, and tucked away from the families and bicyclists visiting Grays Lake, six people live under the Martin Luther King Bridge.
It's a lot scarier than people think.
52-year-old Bonnie Schroeder set up a tent here nearly a year ago after serving time in prison. She says she couldn't find an apartment because of her criminal history.
There was no place I could go. You know, prison didn't help me with transition. They gave me $2 and took me to Altoona and told me I could get a bus to Des Moines, and that was it. My parents both died while I was in prison.
Schroeder says she chose to camp because living in a shelter gave her anxiety. She chose the bridge because the river provided a means of escape, one she's used multiple times.
I could see people coming in that I could get out if I had to. I know that river upside down, backwards.
Under the bridge, Schroeder found a group of people she trusts, who stayed together for protection. Schroeder's partner, Rick Mundy, says he's also struggled to find housing due to his criminal background. They say they stay together at all times because life outdoors is dangerous, and it's worse deeper in the woods.
The violence, there's a lot of violent people back there.
Rapes.
Yeah.
Stabbings, yeah.
And so we're a lot better right here where we're at.
But by the end of the week, Schroeder and Mundy will have to find another place to live. The city of Des Moines posted eviction notices at 8 camps earlier this month. Schroeder says she's filed an appeal.
If I can feel a little safety under here, under the bridge, why do they want to force me out of here and make me go to the woods where I feel less safe, you know?
Just a few blocks away, there are 209 beds at the Central Iowa Shelter and Services. But demand far outpaces supply at the largest emergency shelter in the state. Executive Director Tony Tim says on any given night, about 30 people have to sleep in chairs, waiting for a bed to open up.
We have to balance what we do to move as many people as we can forward while providing care for those that can't. Now, those that have the ability to help themselves and won't, then after 90 days they have to exit our facility. Do some of those people go camp? Probably.
Even if someone is able to afford an apartment, Tim says there aren't enough landlords willing to lease to tenants with less than stellar rental histories.
If there's wraparound services to support it and make sure that landlords aren't out on a limb holding an apartment if nobody's paying for it, so it's a balancing act.
Tim says he hasn't seen an influx of people coming into the shelter since the eviction notices were posted, and he doesn't expect to.
I mean, I think at that point people go back to survival and they probably move somewhere else or deeper into the woods.
This isn't the first time Des Moines has tried to evict about 40 people who live in camps throughout the city. Community Development Director Phil Delafield says the city posted the eviction notices after receiving complaints from public safety officials who said propane heaters in the camps posed a fire hazard.
We're looking at this more as a cleanup, the unsanitary conditions, much less an eviction. Obviously, this isn't the appropriate use of public property from our perspective.
Delafield says local nonprofits, including primary health care, were asked to reach out to people living in the camps to help them move. About 20 people have filed appeals with the city. But until long-term solutions are found, Delafield says it's a situation many communities in Iowa will have to face. In Des Moines, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.